tickets are $12.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
Morning to you, Blair Hughes.
Good morning. How are you after that Broncos result?
Oh, what happened? I was at a trivia night, so I didn't get to watch any of the game last night. Couldn't believe it. What happened?
Yeah, look, it was a fantastic game. They had a fantastic Women in League round showcase there with the NRLW team on display, which was great to see during the Women in League round. But unfortunately, the Broncos just could not get the win last night. And credit to the West Tigers. They played incredibly well. They deserved the win, and they were just too good on the night. Brisbane had a lot of chances, scored some great tries. The passion from Jordan Rickey after his try was phenomenal to see, but the West Tigers just ran away with it and were too good. Ended up winning that one 32-18. So, yeah.
Other results from last night?
Yeah, the Titans went down on the Gold Coast again, so they're now sitting on the bottom of the ladder as a result of the West Tigers win. They went down 36-24 over the Raiders. The Sharks and South played out a golden point thriller. Thomas Burgess got sent off with a high shot there, and the Sharks were able to run away with the field goal by Nico Hines to win that one in golden point. So that was a big one for the Sharks, and they leapfrogged the Broncos to go into third at the moment on the ladder.
21-20. I got those two right, but I got the Broncos wrong. Today I'm on Newcastle and the Cowboys. What do you think?
That's right. So Newcastle are playing Canterbury. That should be an interesting one also for Canterbury there to keep jumping up the ladder after a bit of a tough season. But Dragons in North Queensland, it's going to be a tough one. Ben Hunt is on fire. He's been scoring heaps of tries for the Dragons in Queensland. But North Queensland, look, their record is pretty good over the Dragons. They've got a full-strength team today as well. They do have the next three games on the road as well. And their record at Cogra Oval, they've actually only won once at Cogra Oval, but I'm tipping the Cowboys as well. I think they're too strong at the moment.
I'm now 1 point off the top of the tipping competition here at 4BC and Nine News in Queensland. I was 2 points off, but Souths was a bad tip for the person who is at the top of the table. So I'm moving in. moving in and getting very excited about it. In the AFL, the Lions are in Melbourne. They play Richmond at the G this afternoon.
That's right. So the Lions have a bit of a tough one. They have not beaten Richmond since 2009 at the MCG. They haven't won at the MCG since 2014. And they've only won three of their last 25 matches at the MCG as well. So I think the pressure is on the Lions today. However, Richmond, they haven't exactly been going that well, and their season's on the line. They're out of the eight at the moment. They blew a 40-point lead against the Gold Coast Suns, and then they were upset by North Melbourne. So I think the Lions today, with a full-strength squad, will be too hard to beat at the MCG, and the Lions are pushing now to finish the top two and hopefully get two finals at home if they can as well. So I think the Lions will be a bit too strong today at the MCG.
Any other important results so far from the weekend?
Well, look, if we go over the scores, Collingwood defeated Port Adelaide 88-82. Sydney had the win over GWS in the derby, absolutely flogged GWS 112-39. St Kilda defeated Hawthorn 75-63. Geelong was an interesting one. I thought the Bulldogs might have gone a bit better there, being a closer game, but Geelong remain on top of the ladder. And then Adelaide did defeat Carlton as well, but Carlton are still in the eight. Big one today too, Gold Coast versus West Coast. First bounce there at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast at 1 o'clock. The Suns are really getting closer and closer to 20,000 members, a great achievement for the Coast there. They've got their 2021 AFL draft, Mac Andrew making his AFL debut today. And it's a great game day down at the Gold Coast as well. They actually have one of the coolest little things they have for little kids there, a little train that actually goes around Metricon Stadium that kids and families can get on. So it's a great fan experience down at the Gold Coast, and hopefully they get a win today for the fans.
What's going on with Foxtel and its Super Saturday in the AFL?
This is an interesting one for fans. Foxtel's pushing, as reports are saying, that there's going to be a Super Saturday in which they will have the rights to showcase all of the games on Foxtel, basically, and nothing on free-to-air TV. So an interesting one there for fans who don't pay for subscriptions and just want to be able to watch it on free-to-air TV. The idea that, you know, maybe you'll have to have a subscription kind of thing to be able to watch the game. But you know, who knows? The NFL over in the US has just announced their streaming deal as well. Cricket Australia has just done one with Disney. And people are going away from TV as well. So it's just a sign of the times as well, perhaps.
But is that, that's not one particular day. They're not talking about having a Super Saturday where every match is played on that day. This is, they want exclusive rights to all games on Saturdays going forward.
That are playing on that Saturday, that's right. So normally there's about between four and five games on a Saturday, and they want to have them all on Foxtel, basically, and nothing on free-to-air TV.
Oh, that's a garbage suggestion. I mean, what happened to anti-siphoning? And I know times have changed and moved on, and the way we watch television's changed, but that's rubbish.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what fans make of that as well. So it is going to be interesting down the track too, because fans are moving away from TV and are picking up more streaming options to watch their sport on when they want to watch it and things like that. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes, that story.
All right. In the football, tomorrow morning, can the women do what the men couldn't in the final of Euro?
That's right. It's been a phenomenal contest, this one, over in England for the women's Euros. It's England versus Germany. It's live on Optus Sport. They've made it free for fans in Australia to be able to watch that as well. They've had huge crowds over there, huge broadcast figures as well. So it's been fantastic for the women's game, and also leads into us having the FIFA World Cup here next year in Australia as well, and what that's going to do for sport in Australia, let alone women's sport in Australia as well. But it's going to be a huge contest, England versus Germany. I think England are going to be far too strong in that they've just got superstars on their team, like we do in the Matildas, but the Poms have a fantastic team as well.
Of course, a year ago, yeah, England went down to Italy in the men's final in Euro. I assumed that everyone knew I was meaning England there when I was talking about can the women do what the men didn't, because I do go for England when it comes to football if Australia's not involved. So that's 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right, Commonwealth Games. Bring us up to speed on day two, Blair Hughes.
That's right. So yesterday we had 8 gold medals on day two, effectively. Day three, we picked up another 5 gold medals. So our current tally stands at 13 gold, 8 silver, 11 bronze for 32 all up. We're leading the tally over New Zealand. But as you said yesterday, Queensland is probably in second spot there as well. We've had an incredible night as last night with the reigning Paralympic champion, Madison Di Rosario, took out the women's T 5354 marathon. She did an incredible job there, had to zip tie her wheelchair together after it was damaged in transit to Birmingham, and was able to take away gold for that. So a bit of ingenuity having to do something like that. Jess Stenson won the women's marathon. That was a huge one as well there. You also had track cycling. We had bronze in the 4,000 metre individual pursuit and track cycling. Swimming, Emma McKeon joined Susie O'Neill, Ian Thorpe and Liesl Jones as the most decorated Commonwealth Games athlete, winning gold as well. We had wins in the rugby sevens for the women's and the men's. We had wins in the hockey for the women's team as well. It's just been non-stop overnight as well. So men's marathon, the interesting quote from one of the men's marathon, Liam Adams, he finished fourth and he said, "It's tough, but I'll take that. I'm pretty proud of that run. Those guys are professionals. I'm amateur. I'm working 40-hour weeks and they're not. They're probably running 40-hour weeks and I'm a sparky." So an interesting mix of people that are over there, you know, at the Commonwealth Games as well, doing a great job. And then tonight we've got T20 Australia versus Barbados in the cricket, women's cricket. Hockey in the women's versus South Africa, basketball 3x3 versus England, and then rugby sevens, men's and women's medal matches as well, and Australia's in the mix for those as well.
And before I let you go, Blair Hughes, tell us about this new way to get a drink at the football in the United States.
That's right. So every week across the sports industry, there's always something different, always some technology that's coming into the fore in this space. And over in the Denver Broncos NFL team's new stadium over there, they have put in a bar which basically scans your face, digital recognition of your face, knows how old you are, so knows that you can buy a drink, and then will basically make a drink for you. So doing away with human contact, effectively the bar staff, and making a drink for you.
Well, it knows what you want. That, like a robot going, your yeah. usual, Mr. Yeah. Hughes.
It's very interesting, isn't it? This kind of technology that's coming in and being able to make you a cocktail or a drink or something like that. But noticeably, on the press release for it, it made mention that they would remember your orders and these kind of data memory types of things. So I'm sure that's one of the ones that a lot of fans sort of look at and question as well. What else is it recording? So,
exactly. Oh, good stuff, Blair. We'll talk to you next weekend. Thank you.
No worries. Have a good one. Bye.
Blair Hughes, he's a fan engagement specialist. His website's mrblairhughes.com. Saturdays and Sundays after the 11 o'clock news on 4BC. 18 past 11 now. Let's check the roads with Gucci. 21 past 11.